Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with Buffalo Common Councilman Joel Farrelletto. Joel, Monday is Columbus Day, and obviously let's get to, I guess, the big story that happens here in Buffalo every year. It's not your district, so I don't know how much you can speak to it, but the Columbus statue at Columbus Park on Porter Avenue. Every single year we talk about this. The statue gets vandalized because of people who are upset about what Columbus Day means today. What message do you have for those people who consistently vandalize it, and what can the city do to try to stop people from doing this?
First of all, I think it's unfortunate that people vandalize a statue. It is a crime to do that, and you know, I would urge people to do something positive instead of being out in the shadows, out in the dark, vandalizing a beautiful statue.
Has the Buffalo Common Council addressed this situation in any way? It's something that comes up every year, and obviously you got to pay hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars just to clean up a statue, whatever that number may be. But is the Common Council doing anything to address this?
So it has been vandalized in the past, and the city has gone out either that day or the following day and cleaned it up, and it's unfortunate. It's certainly unfortunate that people do that, but again, it's a crime to vandalize that, and we hope that people will not do that this year.
Will you guys be asking Buffalo Police to have more of a presence out there, or do you trust that they know this happens every year? Let's just get out.
Yeah, we've asked Buffalo Police to keep an eye on it over the weekend, which could possibly prevent people and deter them from vandalizing the statue.
Now, this is outside of your district. But the reason why we wanted to talk to you is because you're very influential in the local Italian community. Buffalo Common Councilman for the North District. Columbus Day is a controversial holiday. But for Italian Americans in 2019, for your representatives, for you personally, what does Columbus Day mean?
Columbus Day is very important for Italian Americans. And going back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when we saw a lot of Italian immigrants take the boat ride from Italy to America, the immigrants were not treated well. Italian Americans were discriminated against, and they had a very, very rough time when they got here. The United States government even passed an act in 1924 limiting how many immigrants, and also especially Italian immigrants, could come to the United States. So Columbus Day is a day to celebrate Italian heritage and the contributions that Italian Americans have made throughout American society, and really getting together and celebrating, spending time with family, and that's really what it's all about.
But there's another side to the story, though, and we've reported on it before. People who are not in favor of it, they prefer to call it Indigenous Peoples Days. They say that Columbus slaughtered, essentially, you know, thousands of Native Americans to get everything to happen. What do you make of that argument?
Yeah, so everyone is certainly entitled to have their own opinions, and I certainly am not in favor of changing Columbus Day, and I know that, again, it's something that has to do with the contributions Italian Americans have made, the sacrifices, and years ago when it was first declared a national holiday in the 1930s by FDR, it was very important for Italian Americans because they suffered so much when they came here, and this was a very important day to legitimize the contributions that they have made to American society.
We have seen other cities across the nation change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Days. If that proposal was brought before the Buffalo Common Council, you'd say, no, I want to keep it Columbus Day?
Yeah, I would. I am certainly opposed to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.